Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Matthew 7, 1-6, Judging. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Jesus deals with this issue of judgment. Now, in judgment, there's an aspect of superior attitude or criticism or condemnation in the attitude, in the acknowledgement that's being made. This is not to be equated with discernment. Discernment sees, but judgment takes an attitude of superiority. Judgment is a part of life. We will be judged one day. We will give an accounting. This is God's work, though. In fact, we're told that Jesus is going to be the ultimate judge as the one who stands before the Father. This is good news for us that have Jesus as our advocate as well. But there's an element of arrogance and pride in judgment. We're taking on God's role. And the declaration here, there's a practical side to it that you won't be judged. Do not judge so that you're not judged. By whom? Others or by God for judging? And this idea, by the measure that you judge, you will be judged. This is out of the overflow of the reaping and sowing principle. Jesus makes it pretty clear this is applied to forgiveness. At different aspects of his teaching. We need to ask the question, where does this judgment reflex come from us? Well, really, in some ways, it's a self-judgment. We're often hard on others in our places of strength, but show grace to others in maybe our places of weakness. Or if we show judgment to people in our places of weakness, that's even worse. The speck and log illustration is just incredible. The sad part is that sometimes if we're judging others out of our own strength, we can become what we judge in others. I've heard people say in judgment of other people, I will never or I will always. And those kind of statements can become self-fulfilling prophecies in times. Jesus talks about not throwing our pearls before pigs. Up to this point in his teaching, he's been talking about the community. If you see a speck in your brother's eye. But when he turns to dogs and pigs, he's using euphemisms to speak of pagans. He's basically suggesting, even if your judgment is correct, it will be wasted if the Holy Spirit is not at the center of that conviction. Just kind of a side note, Jews call Gentiles dogs and Gentiles call Jews dog. So we need to read this in light of the larger context. Jesus is not being derogatory towards people. He uses this image in his engagement with the Syrophoenician women. It is quite clear in the Gospels that Jesus crosses boundaries into Gentiles, quote, the dog's lives. And he talks about different times when he sees faith in a Gentile, faith that he hadn't even seen in a Gentile. So Jesus isn't setting something up here to be derogatory to people. What's going on? He's basically saying, even if your judgment is correct for people that are outside of the family of God, why would you expect them to be living according to God's principles? So why waste that truth and that engagement in that space? What's the so what of this passage? Hate to be so direct. Don't judge. The now what is a reminder for myself when I see something in people that I discern as being off, to remind myself that there's always a backstory. Everybody carries a story that has impact in their lives. And what might be a struggle for them may have some causes that I'm not even aware of. And so to always ask when I see something that I discern as being off, what's really going on here? So that I don't judge people and have a superior attitude towards them. So Lord, we offer ourselves to you. We do have a reflex to judge in our self, our foot in Adam. We put our foot in Jesus. The second Adam would be stronger today. And so when we discern something, it wouldn't immediately filter to judgment, but that we would have a sense of compassion and understanding and even pray for those spaces that seem broken in other people's lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.